The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Nun Hei. The Gemara here on Amud Beis discusses the halacha that karbanis have to be shechted with the door to the heichal open. Karbanis are only kasher if the doors of the heichal are open. So the Gemara says, Pshita Mugav Kinol Dami. It's simple, it's clear that the halacha is that if the doors are closed but not locked, it's as if they're locked and the carbon is possible. Continues the Gemara, Viloin Mai. However, the question is, if there's a curtain, what about if the doors are wide open but there's a curtain closing the door, covering the door? Is that considered a problem? Is that considered like the entrance to the heichal is open? Or is that considered like it's closed? Omer Abzeir, and that Abzeir said, such a thing, the way Rashi explains, Abzeir is saying, such a thing is for sure considered like it's open. There's a Shita Mikubetes that brings down a Toisvis. What kind of answer is that? We had a question, is it open, is it not open? So you say it's open, it's considered open. Like, what's your answer? That was exactly our sophic. So there is a Toisvis that the Shita Mikubetes, Toisvis Rabbeinu Peretz, that the Shita Mikubetes brings down, that says that what Abzeir was saying was that the whole purpose of putting the curtain was so that when we have to have the door open, the heichal will be tanua, will be hidden. The whole purpose of the curtain was for when we have to open up the heichal, because we're shechting karbanis, but we don't want that everyone should be looking into the heichal. So that was the whole idea of putting the curtain. So how is it possible that a curtain will make it be that the karbanis are possible if that was the whole purpose of having the curtain was there, that we should have it there when we have to open up the heichal for the purpose of karbanis? Be that as it may, our Gemara says a halacha, a concept, that mugav kenol, if the doors of the heichal are closed, the karbanis will be possible because then it's like it's locked. Come the poskim, and they want to learn from our Gemara to a halacha that's practical negia teglich daily. It begins with a sugya. Before we get to the raya from our Gemara, we have to see what the discussion is in the other poskim. The Rashba in Atshuva discusses the halachas of Hilchas Yichud. There's a halacha that a man cannot be secluded with a lady. He possibly can't even be secluded with two ladies, depending on the situation and the halachas and the shitois. We're not going to go into the whole sugya of Yichud in this shiur. We're just going to discuss one detail of the halachas of Yichud. Generally speaking, a man can't be secluded with one lady, even two ladies, depending on the situation, and that is the Isser of Yichud. That is the prohibition of Yichud, which is sometimes the Yaiso, sometimes the Rabbanon, a very chomer, a very strict prohibition that the Torah obligates a yid to do, keep away from secluding oneself, and the reason is obvious. A person has to keep away from secluding with a woman, or sometimes even two women, or more. The question comes, what is considered secluded? A person obviously can't be in a room with a locked door. The question is, can he be in a room that the door is closed but not locked? So the Rashba says, at least the simple reading of the way we have the Rashba, is that if the doors are closed, he says, Hagofas delosois ein zayichod. If the doors are closed, then that's not considered being secluded. Until the house, until the room is locked. If the doors are closed but not locked, it's not a problem. And he says two rayas. One raya is from the Yushalmi, The Yerushalmi has a suffix. If a lady, there's a halach of a lady being a soita, she became a eshes ish. A married woman can become prohibited to her husband if she secludes herself with another man. And the Yerushalmi discusses what happens if she goes and secludes herself with another man in her house, but the door is closed but not locked. And the Yerushalmi has a suffix if she becomes a soita, if she doesn't become a soita. So says the Rashba, you see that a closed door is not the same as locked. Then says the Rashba, there's another raya, because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, when it talks about wine becoming yayin nesach, there's a chashash that the guys pour the wine, perhaps in front of Avodah Zarah. So then, there the Gemara says clearly that when the doors are closed, it's not a problem. It's not the same thing as when the door is locked. We're not going to get into all the halachas of Yayin Nesach in this year either. But the Gemara there says that a closed door is not the same as a locked door. If it's only closed, it would be permitted under those circumstances, whereas if it's locked, it's prohibited. Says the Rashba, you see from these two Gemaras that a closed door is not the same as a locked door. Before we go further, there's a tshuva in the Minchas Yitzchak, Chelik Zayin Siman Gimel, that he asks, how could you bring a raya from the Yerushalmi? The Rashba Yirsa, you want to prove to me that a closed door is not the same as locked, because the Yerushalmi has a suffix. If the Yerushalmi only has a suffix, how could you say that it's for sure permitted? You can't simply go permit something that the Yerushalmi is a suffix about. Many times, Yichud is a Dayraisa, and we always say suffix Dayraisa lechumra. So the Minchas Yitzchak says the main proof of the Rashba must be from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It doesn't really mean that the proof is from the Gemara from the Yerushalmi. He really means that the main proof is from this Gemara in Avodah Zarah that talks about Yayin Esach. So says the Rashba. Again, at least so says the simple reading of the Rashba. Comes along the Beis Meir, and the Beis Meir is brought down by Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Atshuva. And this Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Atshuva is brought down, printed inside the Shulchan Aruch, the Pesachei Tshuva inside the Shulchan Aruch. And the Beis Meir says that there's a mistake in the Rashba. He says it can't be. He says for sure the halacha is that if it's a closed door, even though it's not locked, it's already yichud. It's already a prohibition of being secluded. He says he brings many different rayas from the different gemaras that even a closed door would be a yichud, or is considered like a locked door, is the same as a locked door. And I, the Rashba, says it's permitted. He says the way to read the Rashba is like this. The Rashba says, we said before you, the Rashba says, Hakofas Tolosois Ainza Yichud. If the doors are closed, it's not Yichud, it's not being secluded. So he says, that Ches is not supposed to be a Ches. The Ches in the word Yichud is supposed to be a Samach. And the Rashba doesn't say, Hakofas Tolosois Ainza Yichud. The Rashba is not saying that closed doors is not Yichud, but rather the Rashba is saying, closed doors Ainza Yesoid. It's not a foundation. And what he means is, it's not considered a foundation of something that makes her be usa to her husband. The Rashba is only discussing when we want to know if a lady who's married went and secluded herself with another man. We want to know if she's permitted to stay married to her original husband. Is she permitted or not? So the fact that she secluded herself with a closed door that was not locked, that will not prohibit her to her husband, because in the yisoid, it's not a foundation of the iser until it's locked. But, in other words, we can only not prohibit her to her husband, but to say that it's permitted, that it's not yichud at all, that it's not included in the prohibition of secluding oneself with another woman, that the Rashba never said anything. So says the Beis Meir, and he's very convinced that there's no permission, there's no heter of secluding oneself in a house or a room where the door is closed but not locked. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings down this Beis Meir. Beis Meir was a contemporary. He brings him down and he agrees with him and he likes him very much. And then the Pischei Tshuva brought down the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who brought down the Beis Meir. Comes the Beis Shloima. Beis Shloima was a Talmud of the Chavis Das. He was approximately in the same time, historically, as the Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Beis Meir, a drop younger. And he says the same thing. There's no permission to go seclude oneself in a house where the door is closed, but not locked. Because when a door is closed, that's also considered no'ol. That's also considered in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara in many places, he says, discusses and differentiates between an open door and a closed locked door. And whenever the Gemara discusses an open door versus a locked door, a closed door is in the same category as a locked door. A closed door is in the category of a locked door rather than in a category of an open door. He says, one Gemara is a Gemara Mesachta Shabbos Da'avov. The Gemara there says that it differentiates if it's Pesach Pasuach Kilifnim. If the door is open, then it's like it's inside. Pesach No Kilachot. If the door is locked, then it's like it's outside. And there it's Mevur in the Gemara that to be open, it has to be really open. It's not enough. It's insufficient to be unlocked. Then he says the Beis Shloima, I'll bring a Raya from our Gemara in Zvachim. Tavnun Hayomid Beis. Just like our Gemara says, that we can't shech the Karbonis. When the doors of the Heichal are closed, when they're locked, and the Gemara says that if the doors are closed, then it's like it's locked. Again, you see that doors that are closed are the same category as being locked. And if that's the case, so we have to prohibit yichud if the doors are closed but not locked. So says the Beis Shloima. So from what we had so far, we had a Rashba, that the simple reading of the Rashba permits yichud in a closed door that's not locked. And then we had that the Beis Meir disagreed, and he said even the Rashba is not a raya because it's really a mistake in the girsa. And then we had the Rabbi Akiva Eiger agreed to him, and we had the Beis Shloima also agreed, and the Beis Shloima brought a raya from Gemara Shabbos and our Gemara as well. So from what we saw so far, it would seem that it's prohibited to be misyached when the door is closed, although it's not locked. Comes the Marsham. And the Masham says that he brings the same raya as the Beis Shloima. The Ar Gemara is l'chayr a raya to the halach of the Beis Meir, because Ar Gemara says a closed door is like it's locked. But then he says, no, it's not a raya. You can't compare one topic to another topic. Just because pertaining to the halacha of shechting a carbon, that you need to have the doors open, that doesn't connect, that's not a proof to the halacha of yichud. The ideas and the concepts are very different. When we shecht a carbon, we have to have the doors of the heichal open, because it has to be considered that it's in front of the heichal, you have to be shechting in front of Hashem, and if the doors are closed, you're not in front of Hashem. You're lacking in that. You're lacking in being in front of Hashem. But where it's a problem of yichud, secluding oneself, if the doors are not locked, then somebody can walk in, so then they're not secluded. So you can't compare, can't prove anything from our Gemara, says the Masham. Then the Masham says that the way that the Beis Meir and Rabbi Akiva Eiger want to say that we have to doctor up the Rashba, we have to make a correction and say it's a tall sofer in the Rashba, says the Masham, it's a very big doichek. It's very big doichik what they're doing to change the Rashba. It doesn't fit so well in the Rashba. It does not seem from the Rashba that that's what the Rashba, from context, it doesn't seem like that's what the Rashba is really saying. And therefore, the Barsham is very not happy with the Beis Meir and the Rikiva Eger and the Beis Shloima. And the truth is that there's already really early Achroinim that came well before the Beis Meir and the Rikiva Eger and the Beis Shloima, and they both quote, there's a Mabit, Chelik Alev Simriyesh Peizayin, and the Advaz, in Chelik Aleph, the Simikuf Kof Aleph, they both quote this Rashba, and they have the Rashba the way we have the Rashba. They both quote the Rashba that the Rashba permits Yichud when the door is closed but not locked. And therefore, it would seem that the main halacha should be like those that are matir, like those that permit it. Because the Rashba permits it. Elamai, the Beis Meir, and the Bikiva Eger, and the Beis Shloima. The Bikiva Eger and Beis Meir want to change the gears. It's a big doichak. And they're arguing on Achroinim that say clearly the gears in the Rashba is not like the way they want to say it. And therefore, and the Masham takes one of the rais of the Beis Shloima and he says it's not true. You can't bring a rai from our Gemara. And probably, the Masham would say the same thing about this Gemara in Shabbos that the Beis Shloima brings a raya from. And therefore, it seems that the main halacha is not like the Bikvegan Beis Meir. The Binyan Tzion, the Aruch Lener, there's one more important point. The Binyan Tzion comes and he makes a pshar. Comes the Binyan Tzion and he says, this is in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, that it depends. It depends. There are some circumstances when a closed door is the same type of yichud like a locked door. And sometimes a closed door is not like a locked door. If it's a situation where there's a good suspicion that if the door is open, somebody else will walk in. So then that's not yichud. A closed door will be equally not yichud like an open door. The idea of yichud is that they're in a place where they're not worried about anyone else coming in. So if it's a locked door, certainly they're not worried. Even if it's a closed door, if nobody's around, and there's not, because it's closed, nobody's going to come in, then also they're not worried. But if they're in a place where, it's in a situation where, if it's an open door, it's a possibility of somebody else coming in, so then even a closed door is considered open, although being that it's not locked is considered open. So Ben Yitzchak makes a pshara in between the two shittas, and it seems that the main halacha follows like this pshara of the Ben Yitzchak. It would seem like the main way would be to go like the Rashba, and because there's a Radvaz and Mabit that have the gears on the Rashba like that. The Rashba is a Rishon. It's not easy for Achroinim to just argue on Rishonim. And the Masham likes that. He says that should be the main gear. So, and however, it seems that the Poiskim, the Binitzia makes us apshara, and he says that it depends if it's a situation that people will come in or not. And this seems to be the main halacha, like the Binitzia. And there's really a couple more points to say, and that is the Minchas Yitzchak says the halacha is like this Binitzia, and he says. The reason is, if you look in the Radvaz would be mashma like this pshara of the Binyan Tzion. The Radvaz has a whole arichos to say that since the door is open, since the door is not locked, there's a good suspicion someone else will walk in. The Radvaz is coming to say that the idea of yichud is that they don't have to worry. So the reasoning of the Binyan Tzion, this pshara, this in-between mahalach of the Binyan Tzion seems to fit very well with the Radvaz. And so therefore the Minchas Yitzchak l'halacha, he says that the main halacha shlechayr is going to be like this Binyan Tzion. And there's another point to add. Because there's, besides for the fact that we said that there's a Rashba that permits and says that there's no Isser Yichud if the door is unlocked, there's also a Rabbeinu Yoina. There's another Rishon that nobody comes along and says that it's a wrong Yerusin. There's a Rabbeinu Yoina Sefer Yireh that says that if it's locked, then it's a problem of Yichud. If it's not locked, it's not a problem of Yichud. So really, besides, even if you want to say that the Rashba is a mistake in the Girsa, but there's a Rabbeinu Yoina. So we have a Rashba, Kipshutai, a Rashba, and besides for that, we have a Rabbeinu Yoina that both say that there's no problem of Yichud. So therefore, and then we have early Achroinim that go like that, that there's no Yichud. So therefore, the main halach is that there's no Yichud. The Maisa, the Binyan Tzion, has a good reason to say that they, perhaps even the Rishonim agree to the Binyan Tzion. That if it's closed and there's no suspicion anyone would come in, that would be perhaps Aser, and therefore the Minchas Yitzchak follows the Binyan Tzion. And there's a Sefer Teyas HaYichud, printed by the Itzhak Poiskim, written by Pinchas Rabinowitz. He wrote a very comprehensive, accepted Sefer on Hilchas Yichud, and he writes over there that the main halacha is like this Binyan Tzion. And he says, Kainam Advar, says the Minig Olam is basically like this, that if people will walk in without permission, then even though the door is closed, being that it's not locked, such a thing is not considered Yichud, even though the door is closed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.